Are you leading at warp speed? So are we.
What are the keys to making the highest quality decisions when you're under high pressure?
Join us as we revisit our fan favorite quick take on this question. Episode 304 of Growth Igniters Radio with Pam Harper and Scott Harper.
We'll be back next week with all new content.
This episode is brought to you by Business Advancement Incorporated, enabling successful leaders and companies to accelerate to their next level of success. On the web at businessadvance.com. And now, here's Pam and Scott.
Thanks, Chris, and welcome everyone. I'm Pam Harper, founding partner and CEO of Business Advancement Incorporated, and sitting right across from me, as always, is my business partner and husband, Scott Harper.
Hi, everybody. It's great to have you with us again. And as always, our purpose here is to spark new insights, inspiration, and immediately useful ideas that can help visionary leaders accelerate themselves and their companies, of course, to their next level of game-changing innovation, transformation, and growth. Now, many of you listening can probably identify with the CEOs, C-suite leaders, and corporate directors we talk with. They say they need to move and change quickly to keep up with the shifting business environment.
That's right. That's why we call it this a quick take.
Right.
In fact, one leader called it moving at warp speed, which we've adopted.
Right. You know, it is important to move fast, but that can come with a challenge.
The biggest challenge is the tendency to make assumptions about what and how strategies and plans will play out in the bigger picture.
Yeah.
You know, I think we're pre-programmed to make assumptions. After all, how else could we live?
Right.
But think about this. We can't question every single thing we're doing, right?
Right.
So we make assumptions, and this works really well in a stable environment.
Right. But the thing is, the environment isn't so stable anymore. There's an increased pace and turbulence, and it's more important than ever to be sensitive to those changes and ready to adapt. So here's the thing. What happens if the assumptions we're making don't actually fit with reality?
That can be a real challenge. For instance, in the case of one client that I was involved with, they were about $150 million in revenue.
Right.
They were growing. They were having their best year ever.
Mm-hmm.
And they were on track for amazing growth. But surprisingly, there was a mysterious morale problem. And top leadership could not figure out where it was coming from. But they were very concerned that poor morale and the lower productivity would make it difficult for them to continue on their growth trajectory.
So what was going on?
Well, they'd already done a 360-degree survey before they called me in. They could see the morale problems,
right,
but they couldn't figure out why. Things just didn't add up. When I finally had a chance to speak with people at various levels in the company, what I did notice is that there was a fundamental gap in communication. In fact, many of the employees of the company were seeing all kinds of changes.
Right.
They didn't understand why, so they started making up explanations. And one explanation to them was that the company was going to close. Exactly the opposite.
Wow. So what was going on there?
Well, the C-suite was very focused on moving to that next level.
Right.
And they were making assumptions. Assumptions like, everyone knows what's going on. Or people won't notice some things that the leaders couldn't talk about yet, like a pending M&A.
Right. Mm-hmm. So these assumptions, they were off track and things weren't working out so good.
No, they weren't. And the leadership team wasn't even really aware that they were making these assumptions until all of the pieces came together.
Uh-huh.
And to their credit, they were interested, they were curious, they were engaged, and they took action to close that communication gap, not just with their employees,
right,
but with stakeholders that were also starting to question what was going on, vendors and all kinds of others.
So the whole point is that once they understood that they had to check their assumptions and close gaps, they were able to move more quickly and actually hit their goals.
Mm-hmm. And of course, when we talk about this, it's always two-way communication,
right.
You know, or multiple right. communication.
Right. Lots of perspectives.
Lots of perspectives. And you can only do that kind of thing when you're doing it on an ongoing basis. It can't be, okay, we're going to wait, and then we're going to have to go back and do the research.
Right.
No one has time when you're moving at warp speed.
Absolutely not. So it was this situation and others like it that has led us to develop a quick checklist. Mm-hmm. And we call it 5 questions to ask when you need to move even faster.
We were inspired to create this to help leaders discover any gaps between assumptions and the evidence supporting these assumptions. And with 5 questions, it really doesn't take that much time to do.
Right. It's a quick way to check the confidence you have in these assumptions and get a feeling for the evidence that they are correct.
Mm-hmm.
You can download a free copy by going to growthignitersradio.com, select episode 304, and click on the 5 questions link in resources.
Okay, here's a disclaimer. It's a quick starting point. It does not replace conversations with employees and other stakeholders.
In fact, it depends upon those.
That's right. And beyond conversations, it doesn't replace being able to observe what's actually happening.
Mm-hmm.
But it gives you a way to focus.
Right.
But it can help you come up with some immediately useful next steps for your focus.
Right. And it's important to point out that this questionnaire does not call for a lot of time-consuming in-depth analysis. It builds on the regular conversations that you have all across your different stakeholder groups.
So no paralysis by analysis.
Right. It's a way to get a feeling for whether or not what you think should be happening actually is happening and moving on from that. So let's go to some immediately useful next steps. Let's talk about 3 particular times where the 5 questions checklist can really be useful.
Okay. So first immediately useful idea is when you are just ahead of making a game-changing decision.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're thinking about a merger. Maybe you're thinking about going into a new market.
Right.
You know, these are just a couple of situations. And because you're going to go in a dramatically different direction for game-changing growth, you need to know that people are already able to handle current priorities as well as adapting to new plans.
So the checklist will help you check that assumption.
Check that assumption,
And get the evidence behind it. So what's the second time the questionnaire is especially useful?
Second immediately useful idea. This is when you're trying to get a quick read for yourself to organize your thoughts and get a feeling for your level of confidence that the evidence supports your assumptions. This is where we're going to focus our energy.
Good. And what's the third circumstance?
The third immediately useful idea is when you've accomplished a major milestone, because now you're talking about what's next. It's a little bit of closing the circle to say we thought about this, we were checking our assumptions at the beginning, at the middle, and at completion. And that's the way that you don't have to do a lot of major research, because you've been checking your assumptions all along.
And that's a quick take. And with that,
this is Pam Harper
and Scott Harper
wishing you continued success and leaving you with this question to discuss with your team. As we're leading at warp speed, what can we do to foster the regular communication we need in order to confirm our assumptions in the constantly changing world?
Growth Igniters and Growth Igniters Radio with Pam Harper and Scott Harper are registered service marks of Business Advancement Incorporated. All Growth Igniters Radio episodes are copyrighted productions of Business Advancement Incorporated, intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other uses, including copying, editing, redistribution, and publication without prior written consent of Business Advancement Incorporated, are prohibited. All rights reserved.